This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A medical rescue plane has crashed in Philadelphia.
Medevac Med Service 056, Northeast Tower. Contact Philly 123.8.
CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
The small aircraft was being operated by Jet Rescue Air Ambulance. In a statement, the company said there were four crew members and two passengers, a pediatric patient and her mother, on board, all Mexican nationals. Back in November of 2023, the same company had another crash in the Mexican state of Morelos. Five people died in that incident. NTSB investigators are on scene in Pennsylvania.
The Trump administration telling top FBI officials who investigated the January 6th riot to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday.
They're not saying the FBI agents who worked on these January 6th cases did anything wrong, carried out their jobs improperly, did a bad investigation. Instead, according to a Justice Department memo, it simply says that these agents and federal prosecutors who are also potentially going to be fired have hindered the ability of the D.C. U.S. attorney to faithfully implement the agenda that the American people elected President Trump to execute, and so the appropriate step is to terminate these employees.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. Former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reflecting on January 6th. He spoke to CBS's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes.
You said that January 6th was evidence of Donald Trump's complete unfitness for office.
I said shortly after January 6th that if he were the nominee for president, I would support him.
Even if he's unfit for office.
I'm a Republican. I don't get to decide who gets to be president. The American people do. And you have to admit, they did.
The full interview airs tomorrow night. Three more Israeli hostages have been released in Gaza, including an American. CBS's Robert Berger.
Hamas militants wearing masks and military fatigues handed 65-year-old Israeli-American Keith Siegel over to the Red Cross after parading him on a stage in Gaza City. Two other male hostages were also freed, including Yarden Bibas, age 35. His wife and two young children, who became symbols of the hostage crisis, remain in Gaza and are feared to be dead.
In exchange, Israel has released Palestinian prisoners.
We've seen some of the buses emerge from the prisons where these 183 Palestinians have been held. We've seen the families of those prisoners have been waiting to greet them.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some snow with a high near 26. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Tonight, snow may be mixed with freezing rain, temps around 30. Chance of sprinkles on your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 42. Monday, chance of snow and 24.
Right now, it's 15.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Hey, that's the George Stadahar Band kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with Mozart's 2 Polka. Hi, everybody. Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company here. And this February 1st, oh my goodness, beginning of February. And a lot of good music coming your way, you betcha. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in this morning and possibly this afternoon. I don't know if they got a game going on Sunday for sure or not, but we will be there otherwise. So let's see. What do we have upcoming next here? I'd like to see a polka band.
What would it be? I'd make a wish that would be good for you and me. I'd wish to see a future day about 100 years away. Just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's bound. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. It would be great to see the polka number one, and all the people would be having so much fun. And then the radio would say, well, there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance up on the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars. And the Martian polka band would be a sight. Here's a word to all the polka bands in town. You'd better keep on playing polkas lest you drown. And the tears that I would shed if polka music should go dead, that won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be back, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances lack. Just keep on dancing strong. Next time bring your friends along, 'cause we polka people like our dances packed.
danced past the bandstand and politely asked if you don't mind. Please play that beautiful blues skirt waltz one more time. And the man on the bandstand said, sure, and especially for you. Then I took your hand and danced with my lady in blue. Oh, that beautiful night when you whispered and said you'd be mine. While the band played that beautiful blues skirt waltz one more time, the memory of that night will always remain on my mind. When the band played that beautiful blues skirt waltz one more time.
Play that blue skirt waltz one more time. Oh, yeah. Continuing some more music. We're going to pick up the tempo now with Eddie Bluzanchek and the boys and that ooh la la.
I know a girl. She's just like French wine. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, so sweet. My bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all. Only ma chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. The way she looks and walks. Ooh la la. Even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. I know a girl, she's just like French wine. This here guy's falling for her. No southern
she looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. Like this, if I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same, don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen, ooh la la.
Mm-hmm, ooh la la, that's his Eddie Blazancek. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. You're at the Polka Place on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5, the Civic Media Network, and I'm Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy. So we'll be back right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, we're going to call on John Guda and Garali. John Guda plays the saxophone, and this man is really awesome. So we got a sax solo coming up here pretty quick.
Thank you.
Isn't that a tune? Oh, yeah. And that guy is from Canada. John Gouda and the Godale. All right, we're going to turn our attention to another good sax player, and he's from Hartford, Wisconsin, Kenny Brandt. And he's going to play a tune called Frenchies.
Thank you.
That's Kenny Brandt out of Hartford, Wisconsin, and the Wabash Cannonball. And before that, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday Night? I like that tune. All right, let's turn our attention now to the old Louis Bichel Orchestra on the old RCA recordings. And here's one. They spent a lot of time on the lyrics, but I do like the song called Applejack.
Jack, Apple, the town. Don't run a good place down. Number one good point. Don't call it a tavern and join. It's called a tap room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a tin mill.
Zunker and the Music Connection, and the Barroom Polka. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party here on WFHR. Yep, your number one polka station here on Saturday mornings. You betcha. And we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A medical rescue plane has crashed in Philadelphia.
Medevac Med Service 056 Northeast Tower. Contact Philly 123.8.
CBS's Christian Benavides has details.
In a statement, the company said there were four crew members and two passengers, a pediatric patient and her mother on board, all Mexican nationals.
The Trump administration is telling top FBI officials who investigated the January 6th riot to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday.
Justice Department memo says these agents and federal prosecutors who are also potentially going to be fired have hindered the ability of the D.C. U.S. attorney to faithfully implement the agenda that the American people elected President Trump to execute. And so the appropriate step is to terminate these employees.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. Israel has released 183 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for three Israeli hostages held by Hamas. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some snow with a high near 26. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Tonight, snow may be mixed with freezing rain, temps around 30. Chance of sprinkles on your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 42. Monday, chance of snow and 24.
Right now, it's 15.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach, yeah, welcome back to the Polka Party. We have John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman up next with the Day and Night Polka.
We'll be right back.
sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello.
Radio WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time again has gone by so quickly. We've got about 5 minutes left in our program. And I don't know if you've known this, but just this last week, Don Peachy from Burnett, Wisconsin, he just passed away. A wonderful band leader. I got a chance to be with him and meet him and do things with him. A wonderful guy. And his son John's still working the grain elevator out there. And I don't know if the band is continuing or not with John, but yeah, we never know. That's his son. But we have one here called Schnickel Fritz, and we're going to play that. That's the Don Peachy Orchestra.
A bear well up fun, he's my
Yeah, That's Where My Money Goes is the name of the tune. Don Peach is going to lead us out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And have yourself a great week, everybody.
My gal's a carker.
Keep dancing.
She's a New Yorker. I buy her everything to keep her in style. I buy the gasoline. She drives my limousine. Hey, boys, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes. That's where my money goes. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's worth her weight in gold, my precious baby. Hey boys, that's where my money goes. She's got more jolly fun, more fun than anyone. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's got me in a spell, oh gee, you bet, oh well. Hey boys, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, that's where my money goes. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's worth her weight in gold, my precious baby. Hey boys, that's where my money goes.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump's promised tariffs go into effect today against Canada, China, and Mexico. CBS's Nancy Cordes with the response.
The economic minister said that this is going to end up harming U.S. companies that manufacture their products in Mexico. I'm thinking in particular of major car manufacturers like Ford and GM. He also predicted that Americans will start seeing higher prices for fruits and vegetables.
The tariffs are 25% against goods from Canada and Mexico, 10% against products from China. Top FBI officials have been given an ultimatum. CBS's Christopher Cruz has details.
FBI officials nationwide have been told to retire or resign by Monday, or they'll be fired. Among the officials affected